Welcome to The Food Fix, where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Shayna Roth. It takes a lot of work to start a new business, especially when that business involves food. Licensing, health concerns, finding suppliers, and even finding a kitchen that has the proper equipment to prepare the food are all issues that business owners have to solve in order to be successful. The Allen Neighborhood Center in Lansing, Michigan works on finding local solutions to these universal challenges. Joan Nelson is the executive director of the Allen Neighborhood Center. She spoke with the Food Fix about the center's incubator kitchen program that is giving local farmers a place to expand into new products and is helping small businesses get off the ground. So hello, Joan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So what is an incubator kitchen and why did the Allen Neighborhood Center build it?
Our incubator kitchen consists of a large commercial kitchen located in the Allen Marketplace, which is a new facility developed by the Allen Neighborhood Center a couple of years ago. And it supports farmers who are interested in creating value-added product in a licensed kitchen. And it also is a launch pad for food and beverage entrepreneurs. So we provide large kitchen space for affordable rental rates to, at this point, about 10 food entrepreneurs. That includes three bakers. It includes a young man who ferments everything in sight. It includes folks who create product made from teff, which is an ancient Ethiopian grain. It includes actually a microbrewery, the Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale, which has been with us for the last 9 months and is actually beginning its last phase in our kitchen and will be heading into its own bricks and mortar operation. What we do is not only provide the kitchen and all the equipment that one might need to create product, we also provide a lot of support services. For instance, we do workshops regularly that for folks using the kitchen and as well for the farmers who are part of our Allen Street Farmers Market, a 12-year-old year-round market, in business and financial planning, in marketing and branding, in safe food compliance, whether growing or preparing foods. We also assist with marketing. At our farmers market, there is a booth called the kitchen table, and a perk that we offer renters of our kitchen is being able to put their product out at the farmers market and have it viewed by the 800 to 900 people that come to our Wednesday afternoon farmers market every week during the warmer season. So they actually have a presence in our farmers market. In addition, one of the other programs that we operate out of the Allen Marketplace is a program called The Exchange, and it is an online wholesale market that links growers, farmers in mid-Michigan, and food entrepreneurs, many of those obviously in our kitchen, with commercial and institutional buyers, including restaurants and caterers and hospitals and schools. So at this point, there are about 90 folks on the supply side on our exchange, and there are about 103 buyers. And the way it works is that every Sunday, farmers who are members of our exchange or the food producers, the food entrepreneurs in our kitchen, go online onto the allenmarketplace.org. They post whatever products they have for sale that week by 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. On Monday morning at 6 o'clock, something called the Fresh Sheet goes out to the 103 buyers, listing everything that's available for purchase. Buyers have till 8 o'clock that evening to purchase via PayPal on the site, and then the product is delivered that week.
So is the exchange how the people in the kitchen incubator, is that how they get their products to make their food?
That's exactly the case. Several of the food entrepreneurs, the folks who are renting our kitchen, will purchase their ingredients, will purchase their products through the exchange. You know, one of the most interesting things to me since we opened the Allen Marketplace back in late 2013 is the way in which these various programs, participants in the various programs, so kitchen folk, people that are renting the kitchen, people that are in our farmers market, people that are members of the exchange, bump up against one another in really productive and collaborative ways. So recently, for instance, one of the vendors at our market, Bloom Coffee, Bloom Coffee is owned by Jared Field, who's located in Old Town. But Jared vends at our winter market, and he had this wonderful coffee, wonderful beans that he was selling. And the folks from Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale, who actually opened their tap room for sampling and selling howlers and growlers during the farmer's market, checked out the coffee, and ended up purchasing these really special beans from Jared from Bloom Coffee. They used the beans to create this amazing stout that they sold the following week. One of the other vendors in our winter market is Stone Circle Bakery, owned by Kevin Cosgrove. And Kevin tasted the stout, loved it, bought a growler, and used it to make this amazing rye bread that was on sale the following week. So a lot of collaboration. Another example of the way in which the food entrepreneurs collaborate came about recently when Teffrific, the folks who own Teffrific, primarily Rahel Musa, began to talk with the Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale guys about the use of teff grain in the making of beer. And so it looks like that will happen relatively soon as well. And then finally, the Sleepwalker folks have talked lots with the farmers who vend in the market, and particularly those that are located on the east side. For instance, there are 9 self-described urban farms on Lansing's east side. One of them is Urbandale Farm. Sleepwalker has made a point of buying lavender from Urbandale Farm that they then use in this really delicious brew called Urbandale Wheat. There's just a ton of collaboration going on.
Oh, you're making me hungry. It sounds like the kitchen incubator is meant to be an initial step. It sounds very entry level for new entrepreneurs. Do the participants in the incubator kitchen ever graduate, so to speak?
One of our very first anchor tenants actually graduated. One of the first people to use the kitchen was a group called Red Smokehouse. And Red Smokehouse is owned by Carol Smith and Jackie. And Jackie and Carol make the most amazing pulled pork sandwiches, pulled chicken, smoked pulled chicken, really delicious. And so they rented our kitchen to do all their smoking. And then they, on the following day, they would serve the food as ready to eat at our farmers market. They were so successful, and this was last summer, they were so successful vending at the market and selling their wonderful food that they felt sufficiently emboldened to graduate and then move into the city market, Lansing City Market, and do a 5.5-day-a-week operation. We have them back this summer during our Wednesday farmers market in the AMP right next to the kitchen. We have a pop-up food court. The graduates, that is Red's, is still connected to us, and we hope that they're always connected to us. We want to really help people develop capacity, develop legs, help launch them, but then also maintain a connection, whether they are part of our farmers market, whether they come back occasionally to use the kitchen, or whether they are participants in the exchange. We feel that we want to help support a community of food growers, food producers in mid-Michigan.
Kind of like a big happy family you got going on over there.
It's pretty fun.
So what motivates you personally to do this type of work?
I've been doing community organizing and community development for most of my professional life, and have been with Allen Neighborhood Center since it opened in 99. It's gratifying to do this kind of work. I live in the neighborhood, and that's certainly a part of it, but it's extremely rewarding to work on building sustainable community, and the Neighborhood Center is a particularly interesting place, I think, because it has such a broad program focus. We describe our work as comprehensive and integrative community development, and we work on activities to increase the health and safety and stability and economic well-being of residents of the whole northeast quadrant of the city of Lansing and other stakeholders. You know, so we have a lot of health-related programs. We have housing-related programs. We do a lot with social capital building and support for organized neighborhood groups, which are kind of wall-to-wall in the northeast quadrant. And our food focus, though, has been really very strong for us since the year 2000. We began with a weekly pantry that we still operate called Breadbasket Pantry. We started the farmers market then in 2004. 2005, we were the first farmers market in Michigan to be approved to accept food stamps. It's a piece of history about which we're pretty proud. In 2008, we opened the Hunter Park Garden House, a year-round greenhouse in Hunter Park that is a hub for all kinds of gardening education for age groups. And then in 2011, made the decision to really expand our physical space in order to be able to bring our market indoors in the winter. You know, after 9 years as a seasonal market, we wanted a year-round market. And we also had been renting church kitchens to do nutrition education and culinary skills training. We wanted our own commercial kitchen to do our own programming. And it was in the build-out of this huge 5,200-square-foot warehouse that we secured in 2012 that we began to think about not only using the kitchen for our own programming, but also as a kind of a launch pad, as a way to support food entrepreneurs in the way that it has come to be.
So let's say I am completely new to the entrepreneurial food business, but I really want to get involved. And I come to you and I say, I want to be a part of your kitchen incubator. What do I have to do?
We describe ourselves as entry level, but in fact, a lot of people have had some experience with the cottage food industry. They have used their own kitchen in the last few years to create allowable product under that law. What has happened, you know, the cottage food law requires that food that people prepare in their own kitchen and then sell has to be sold directly to the buyer by the preparer. So some folks who are involved in the cottage food industry prepare food and then they vend at a market. But those that are pretty successful soon discover that they can sell a whole lot more product if they don't have to do it in person, right? And that requires a commercial kitchen. So often the people that come to us are folks who've had that cottage food experience and are ready to take the next step. But again, really, the whole process, if you come to us and you say you want to be a food entrepreneur, we begin a conversation and we try to figure out how it is that you'll proceed. Assuming that you have a pretty good idea about what you want to do, to get in our kitchen, you need A, to complete an application, and then B, you need to get licensed either by Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development for packaged food, or by the Ingham County Health Department for ready-to-eat food.
And do you help me get those licenses?
I do. Usually what happens is that we will introduce the would-be food entrepreneur to Ken Satimo of MDARD and Amy Thomas of the Health Department to get the process rolling. Or they may have contacted those folks independently. In any case, it culminates in a session in our kitchen during which the food entrepreneur does what they do in the presence of either MDARD or the health department and is hopefully subsequently approved. And then finally, people have to have insurance. They have to have commercial liability insurance and they have to name Allen Neighborhood Center as additionally insured. And that's essentially it. Now I say that's it, you know, do the application, get insured and get licensed. But those are processes that take a little bit of time and effort and thought with the would-be food entrepreneur. And we really try to help them at every step and encourage them. And then we finally schedule time in the kitchen, and it's a shared-use kitchen, so people kind of slot in where they're able to. Most folks start with just a few hours a week.
So we've talked a lot about some amazing-sounding foods, beverages. When and where is the Allen Street Market where we can buy all of these delicious goodies?
Thank you. The Allen Marketplace is located in the 1600 block of East Kalamazoo. Allen Neighborhood Center is on the front of the complex, fronting East Kalamazoo. And then people come into the big parking lot at the north entrance is Allen Marketplace. And it's inside Allen Marketplace that folks can find the indoor market in the wintertime and the incubator kitchen and headquarters for the exchange. During the outdoor market season, folks should absolutely come to the 1600 block of East Kalamazoo. They can't miss the Allen Street Farmers Market. There are flags and tents and 25 to 30 vendors and almost always live music and featured nonprofits. And then while they're at the market, they should come inside the Allen Marketplace, check out our kitchen. Feel free to wander. We have a classroom with art exhibits usually and a mezzanine cafe, and we have our pop-up food court. It's fun. It's a fun place. Make it your midweek dinner destination and your grocery shopping trip and enjoy catching up with friends and neighbors.
Well, I know where I'll be next Wednesday.
Oh, good. I'll look for you.
Joan Nelson is the executive director at the Allen Neighborhood Center in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us, Joan.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for listening. What other businesses do you think could be started in an incubator kitchen? Email us at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you have any questions or comments, email us at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. The Food Fix is produced by Ali Hussein, Casey Wurst, and myself, Shayna Roth. Karina Baska is our amazing managing editor. Our theme music is the song Watching My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. Funding for the podcast is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID.